Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Listen and learn Filipino. Matuto ng mga salita at kulturang Filipino. Know the meaning behind the words. Alamin ang kahulugan sa likod ng mga salita. Come and let's learn Filipino. Tara, tayong matuto ng Filipino sa Learn Filipino. Listen on SBS Filipino on www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. In our latest Learn Filipino podcast, we'll learn some basic words to know when traveling to the Philippines. Sa ating Learn Filipino segment ngayon, aalamin natin ang ilang mga salita na may kaugnayan sa pagbiyahe sa Pilipinas.
Tara na, let's go. It means like, let's go. Tara na, it's two words. Tara na, let's go.
Tara na or let's go and learn Filipino. While you do that, first trip to the Philippines. Given that the Philippines is one of Australia's longest standing bilateral relationships, the two countries have shared interests and values supported by strong people-to-people links. Base na rin sa Embahada ng Australia sa Pilipinas, ang Australia at Pilipinas ay may halos 80 taon na bilateral na relasyon. And as according to the 2021 Australian Census, over 310,000 people living in Australia were born in the Philippines and over 400,000 reported Filipino ancestry. Taon-taon din daang-daang libong Australian ang bumibisita sa Pilipinas. According to the Philippines Department of Tourism, there's a growing number of Australian visitors in the country, highlighting the Philippines as top destination for its beauty, culture, and affordability. Sa nakaraang taon hanggang September 2024, higit 175,000 Australian ang bumisita sa Pilipinas. Australia ang ikalimang pinakamalaking pinanggagalingan ng mga turista sa Pilipinas. Kaya naman, naayon lamang na ating alamin ang ilan sa mga salita na kailangang matutunan ng mga baguhang bumabiyahe o babiyahe sa Pilipinas. So, come and let's learn Filipino!
Biyahe, parang I think pag in English mo siya parang holidays lang. Like maiksing journey. Like biyahe, if I can translate it, parang holidays. Paglalakbay is like an adventure. You're on a quest. Like you wanna, you're lalakbay like you're in a progress to do something. Like there's a mission. You're on a mission.
Biyahe, or in English, travel, is a fun activity to embark on if you want to visit a particular place and see what that area has to offer. Katch Umandap is a well-traveled Filipino. She is the first and youngest Filipino to have traveled to a total of 195 countries around the world, including the 193 United Nations recognized countries and two observer states. Narinig natin mula kay Katch Umandap ang mga salitang biyahe at paglalakbay na kapag isinalin sa wikang Ingles ay parehong tumutukoy sa travel. We hear from Katch Umandap the words biyahe and paglalakbay, which when translated to English can both mean travel. But as Umandap mentioned, biyahe can mean a trip or a short holiday when you visit a place, while paglalakbay may mean more than just an adventure, where you're on a mission to do something. Apart from private cars or taxis, one of the most common modes of transportation that you can experience in the Philippines is a jeepney, or simply a jeep. It is a type of public utility vehicle that can take up to 15 to 20 passengers or even more, depending on the size of the vehicle's body. The jeepney is considered a cultural icon on Philippine roads, from the capital city of Manila to the provinces, from the north of the country in Baguio City or La Union, or to the south in the provinces of Cebu to Davao in Mindanao.
So you've tried the jeepney. How was the experience?
Oh, the experience, it's very different from like normally here in Australia compared to like all the other public transport. I wasn't expecting like the no seatbelts thing. Yan wasn't expecting that either.
Sisters Juliana and Julian have been traveling to the Philippines from time to time since they were young. They have tried to take the public transport of jeepney, and they're sharing their experiences.
I have to hold on to my hat or something, and at that time we both had bangs, so we had to hold on to our bangs so they wouldn't fly away.
I remember the wind, like, and my face was like.
Given that the Philippines is a tropical country, with the weather mostly hot, when you ride the jeepney, which has open windows, you'll be able to feel the wind coming through the windows, and at times, your hair might be flying away.
Another popular local transport, especially for short distances in rural areas, particularly in the provinces, is the motorized tricycle, or simply tricycle. It refers to a type of motorized vehicle consisting of a motorcycle and a passenger cab, called sidecar, attached to it, that can take up to 5 passengers. For long-distance city-to-city or city-to-provinces, public buses are a common mode of public transport too.
When you say para sa jeepney, it's like you're asking them to stop, like, please stop the car because I'm gonna get down off the public transportation. But that was the old school, ah. We don't do that now. We're more westernized. We have we have proper bus stops now. You don't even have to say para because they will stop you in the correct, you know, stop. But you cannot do that in Manila anymore. Like, we're modernized. You can only say para in the province now. Like, when you're riding tricycle or like a motorbike, tuk-tuk or anything, you say para po. Like, but you don't say para. It's impolite. You say po or opo after, ha? Even the people are younger, you say para po. It means like, please stop in the corner. Like, I'm getting down from here.
Gaya nga ng turo ni Kat Shumandap, ang salitang para po in English, stop, please, ay ginagamit para hilingin na huminto ang inyong sinasakyan na jeep, tricycle, o bus. Para po or stop please is when you ask the driver of the jeepney, tricycle, or bus to please stop the vehicle in a safe place or side of the road or street so you can get off or alight from the vehicle. However, as Umandap mentioned, para po is usually used now in the provinces. As in the major city as Manila, there are now designated stop areas where public transport, in particular, the buses, can safely let passengers alight.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now, for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
If you're a first-time traveler to the Philippines, some of the basic Filipino words that may be handy to communicate and become friendly to local people would be kumusta ka, or in English, how are you? It can also mean hello. But for Catch Umandap, as she believes that Filipinos are very hospitable, it is always shown even when it's the first time you meet the person, kumain ka na ba or have you eaten? It's also a great conversation starter.
Usually, when people ask me, like, can you teach me Tagalog? You know, I only teach them one thing. Kasi ito lang madali. Kumain ka na ba? Have you eaten? Like, they're asking me to teach them words. I was like, there's not really a big, like, a very good conversational other words that you can teach a foreigner na makakapag-usap kayo, like, na it will open up more conversation with other people. Kailangan, you need to teach someone, di ba, with the word na, or sentence na can open up a conversation or, like, to bridge kung ano man ng, like, you know, like, awkwardness. I teach them, kumain, first word, ka, and then second word, na, ba, have you eaten? Instead of asking, kamusta ka, I like you say, kumain ka na ba?
At maging kung papapasukin mo ang isang tao sa iyong bahay or even when welcoming someone into your home, kumain ka na ba or have you eaten is almost always a question most Filipino hosts would ask the guest.
When I'm welcoming someone, the first thing that I ask, it's not like how's your day eh? I ask them, kumain ka na ba? Have you eaten? Because if not, we'll, like, the conversation would start with food.
And it's a conversation starter, hindi ba?
Yes.
Salamat or thank you is one of the Filipino words that is mostly used to convey your gratitude or appreciation to someone. While saying goodbye, the Filipino word to say is paalam.
Pag magpapaalam na, paalam na.
Paalam na, bye-bye, but like, you know, kahit naman ikaw or anyone, we'd say bye, di ba? We're still like, we had a very strong American influence. We say goodbye.
Ilan lamang ito sa mga salita o mga simpleng salita na maaaring magamit sa inyong unang pagbiyahe sa Pilipinas. Kasama dyan ang mga salitang kumusta ka or how are you? Ganun din ang salamat or thank you when conveying your gratitude to someone who has helped you, especially when you are given a favor. At syempre, kung ikaw ay sasakay ng jeepney, ganun din ng tricycle, bus, o maging ng mga iba pang mga uri ng sasakyan sa Pilipinas, ang para po ay kadalasang ginagamit para mapahinto ang inyong sinasakyan. Para po or please stop is a word that you use to ask someone to stop the public transport that you are on to alight from that vehicle. There are other Filipino words that you can learn when traveling to the Philippines. And learning it is a continuous process. That's why matuto at makinig na rin dito sa Learn Filipino. Annalyn Violata para sa SBS Filipino. Listen and learn Filipino. Know the meaning behind the words. Come and let's learn Filipino. Tara, tayong matuto ng Filipino sa Learn Filipino. Listen on SBS Filipino on www.sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.